Gemara over here on Mem Beis and Mem Beis, there's a period in the middle of the daf where it begins the sugya of Ein Shliach HaDvar Aveira that really takes us all the way through to the bottom of Mem Gimel Aleph to the two dots. So Gemara begins with a Mishnah, the Snan, HaShelech HaBeira B'yad Cheresh Shaita V'Katim. We're in the middle of discussing Shlichos, so as part of that discussion, the Gemara branches off to discuss whether or not Shlichos applies to asking a representative to do an aveira on your behalf. So the Mishnah says, "Hashaleach sabeira v'yarcher shayta v'katan." You send a fire with a cher shayta or a katan, and they go and they burn something down. Pater midine other mechayv midine shemayim. So meikra din your pater, we cannot make you pay, but it is the right thing for the person to pay. Mechayv midine shemayim. Shiach v'yad pikeach. If you send it with a pikeach with another person who's a bardas, that a cher shayta v'katan. You send it with a pikeach chayiv. The pikeach is chayiv. So, frekti gemar v'amai, we already derive from numerous sources, from kachim, from gerushin, perhaps even from truma. Name a shluchah shel adam kamaisa, the rule that a representative is considered as if he's acting on your behalf, or whatever he does on your behalf, is relates to you. So, if that's the case, why can't it apply to performing an aveira as well? So, gemara says, shayni hasam de'en shliach ledvar aveira. Because even though we do have a concept of Shulch Shalom Kamar, so it doesn't extend to performing an Aveira on your behalf. Why not? When you have the command of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and you have the command of a Mishaleach, who is the person going to choose to listen to? Or who should he choose to listen to? He should choose to listen to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So what is he listening to the Mishaleach for? If he does so, he does so on his own accord. That's his own conclusion. He cannot transfer liability for his actions back to the Mishaleach. So if he does so, he does so in his own cheshbon. Why? Because divrei harav, divrei hatam, divrei mishamim, who should he listen to? He should listen to the Ribbono Shel Olam, not to the Mishaleach. If he does it, it's his own fault, not the fault of the Mishaleach. Okay, so we have a rule, ein shliach l'dvar aveira. Therefore, if you send the fire biyad pikeach, you're not chayev. It's the pikeach's fault himself for lighting the fire and burning down the guy's item. But we do have other places where we do have shlichus l'dvar aveira. V'hoda tanya, but 1 minute. By me'ila, shliach shalai asa shlichusai, shliach mo'al. Asa shlichusai balabais mo'al. If I send the shliach with money that belongs to Hektish to go buy something, and if he buys the item with money of Hektish, he's going to be using Hektish for private purposes. That's a violation of the kedusha of the money. So if I send him to do my bidding, that's my fault. It relates to me. If he doesn't listen to me and he buys something else, that's his own cheshbon. Shliach sheshina mishlichusa, the shlichus is undermined. But if he does what I asked him, balabayis, also shlichusa balabayis, balabayis mo'al. I'm sorry, he also shlichusa balabayis mo'al. You see, the balabayis is liable for me'ila, even though he was asking the shliach to do an aveira. So, why? Neima, ein shliach hadvar aveira. What happened to the old rule? Ein shliach hadvar aveira. Divrei Rav, divrei Tamu, divrei Mishaimim. Shaini Me'ila says the Gemara, Diyafa, chet mitruma. The Pasuk says by Me'ila, nefesh kisimo moa v'chata b'shkaga. And the Pasuk also says, by eating truma, v'lo yisu alo chet. So, just like by truma, mashvi shliach, av Me'ila mashvi shliach. Now you'll say, well, truma is not an aveira. This is an aveira. Okay, but we learn that from Truma, just like the Shlichus by Truma, just like you can do it, so too a Shliach can do it, so too when it comes to Me'ila, we say Shlichus Shaladim Kamaisa, even though it is an Aveira. Every case of Me'ila is going to be an Aveira. There is no, you can't say, well, maybe it's talking about Shlichus by Me'ila where there's no Aveira. No, it can't be, because every case of Me'ila will always be an Aveira. There is no mutter form of Me'ila. So, obviously, if we're deriving shlichos from truma to me'ila, we mean even when it's with regards to the performance of an aveira. V'ne'ilf mina, also, let's learn out from there, that there is generally shlichos by me'ila, by an aveira. V'shum davi me'ila v'shlichos yad, shnei k'suma bo'im kecha. No, because we have two k'suma bo'im kecha, we have me'ila, and a person who mishandles an item that's given to him to watch. And every time we have two ksuvim to come together, two exceptions to the rule that establishes the rule, that the rule is otherwise. That even though here, yeh shliach hadvar aveira, generally yeh shlichus hadvar aveira. So mila hoda amar and shlichus yad mahi, where do we have a case? V'yeh shlichus hadvar aveira by shlichus yad, desanya, kol dvar pesha. The pasuk says that he has to swear that he hasn't mishandled the item of his friend, and one of the things he has to swear to is al kol dvar pesha, any act of negligence. So if he doesn't do it, because the pasuk says im lo shalach yado, if he hasn't touched it, where is it? Asher yom akihu zeh al kol dvar pesha shav kamar im lo shalach yado im lechaz reyehu. First, he has to swear he hasn't touched it. So then what's that called varpesh? Any act of negligence? If you haven't touched it, what act of negligence are we talking about? So Beisham, I said, referring to him by a person who thought about touching it, even though he didn't. Okay. Or Beishelalim, Eino Chavet, Sheyishlok Bayad. You actually have to touch it. Shenemar, Lo Shalok Yodim, Lechaz Reyehu. So Beisham, Beisil, Valo Nemar, called varpesh, any act of negligence. Amar Beisham, Beisil, Valo Nemar, Lo Shalok Yodim, Lechaz Reyehu. But it says you have to touch it. So which is it? Amar Beisham, Beisil, Kena, called varpesh, Lamali. What if you know? How do you know that even if he tells his representative to touch it, he's also liable? Even if you tell your shliach to touch it and he does, you're liable. So we see again, when it comes to shlichus yad and a pikadon, yeah. No, yesh shliach advar er. Here, there's yesh shliach. Just like Mi'ila, the sender is liable here too as well. That these two exceptions, again, to your point exactly, they establish the rule that Ein Shliach Advar Er. So Hey Nichol Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, the Mukmi Lehai Krom Vashava Kemaisa. Also, according to Beis Shammai, we only have one pasuk. We have by Mi'ila, so Neilef Minei Mishum Dava. So let's learn out of Mi'ila that Yesh Shliach Advar Er to all cases. Someone says, no, you can't mishum davin me'ila, tvicho, mechira, shneksum abam keachav. You have me'ila, tvicha, and mechira, a person who steals an item, and then tavachu machar is to pay dawar v'hei. So that's even if you sell it or slaughter it through a representative. Shneksum abam keachav, shneksum abam keachav, ne'im alam, then we can't learn out. Me'ila, hadamar, what's tvicho, mechira? So the Gemara says, based on the pasuk, utvachoy oimacharoy. You sold it or you slaughtered it. Ma mechira, oideachar, you need somebody else to sell it. You can't sell it to yourself. However talented you are. After Vichai Deacher, I was also referring to if you did it to somebody else, the two are compared. So that comes to teach you, even if you slaughtered Ayde Shliach, Ye Shliach Advar Avera, or the Bei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, or the Rabbis of Sashliach. Okay, so we have three sources from which we see Ye Shliach Advar Avera. That implies whether Shnei Ksuma Bom Kecha or Shlei Ksuma Bom Kecha, that teaches us that Ein Melamdin, these are the exceptions to the rule, must be that the rule is Ein Shliach Advar Avera. But then the Gemara says, what about according to the opinion that Hol Shneksum Abayim Kecha Melamdim, and you only have one of them? So in the end of the day, the Gemara kvetches out a drasha for this Yesod, that Ein Shliach Advar Avera, based on Shchutei Chutz. Because the Pasuk says, a few lines down, Mem Gimel Aleph, Shchutei Chutz is a person who shechs the carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash. You're not allowed to do that. Once the Beis HaMikdash was established, you only can bring carbonos in the Beis HaMikdash. So the pasuk says, Dam yechashiv ha'isha hu dam shafach hu v'loi shluchai. That if you do it, you're chayiv. If your shliach does it, you're not chayiv. So you see, from Shchutei Chutz, Ein Shliach Advar Avera. So what emerges is, Rabbi Zeh, bottom line, in terms of the drushes for this rule of Ein Shliach Advar Avera, we started off with a svar. Divrei Arab, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishonim. Then the Gemara says, one minute, Me'ila, there is Yesh Shliach Advar Avera. Let's run out from there. The Gemara says, we can't, because we have either two ksuvim, Habam Keachad, Ein Melamdim. Either we have Me'ila and Shlichus Yad, B'Pikadon, or Me'ila and what? And Tvicha Mechira. Then the Gemara says, well, what about if you don't have all these, because they got somehow finagle that there's an opinion that doesn't have all these, and Hol Shnei Ksuvim Bam Kecha Melamdim, so the Gemara says, well, we could derive a source for Medeiros HaKosev that ain't Shliach Advar Avera. What's your source? Medeiros HaKosev, Shchutei Chutz, if you shech the carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash, you're chayiv, that's only if you do it yourself, hu v'loi shlucho. You ask a shliach to do it, you're not chayiv. So, ain Shliach Advar Avera could be derived from Shchutei Chutz. In the end of the day, though, where is this derived from? L'maisa. Is it derived from a svara? Is it derived from Shnei Ksuma Abayim Ke'echad Ein Melamdim? What is the source? And as we'll see, it makes a difference. So if you look at the Ritva over here, the Ritva in our Gemara says that no, the svara was abandoned. Shiny Hasam Dein Shliach Advar Avera Darminan Divrei Rav Divrei Talmud Divrei Mishamim Perush Timer Kaminim Shehu Kein Al Haroiv. That's most people. Mi Udina Deraisa Hu Kidu Kaman. This is not. Sometimes a svara can be a din d'oraisa. For example, the Gemara has in Rabbi Kiva Eger collects it three places in Shas. Lama likra svarahu. What do I need a pasuk? It's a svara. We once had a whole shiur just on this one topic. What?
He had zakin that he's by a woman deer.
Then you say, no. The Gemara has that language. Lama likra svarahu by hamoyti mechaver o varaya. If I want to take an item out of your pocket, I have to prove that it's mine. So the Gemara brings a pasuk. Mi baldvarm yigash yigash alem yigash raya alem. So the Gemara says, what do I need a pasuk? It's Gemara b'bakamadaf memvav. What do I need a pasuk? Lama likra svarahu. You have a problem with me? Bring proof. The burden of proof is on you. I don't need a pasuk. But the Gemara has it in a few places. This idea of lama likra svarahu. You can have a svarahu that's so compelling, that's so overwhelming, so universally accepted, we don't even need a pasuk to teach it to us. Brisker Rav once commented that that's the most important midrash that Tarnas judges by. It's Eichel, a svarah. It's 13, the 14th is svarah. And sometimes the svara plays a role in everything. Obviously, seichel plays a role in the way we apply the English midrash attorney judge them. But it could also, if it's so compelling and so overwhelming, could even stand on its own independently, that you could have a svara that just, you know, teaches us a halacha. So too over here. Perhaps this is just a svara, divrei rab, divrei tamu, divrei mishayim, like we have hamoitzi mechaber, all of araya. You have a problem, you want my item, prove it. So it could be it's just a svara, but the Ritva says no, that initially it was a svara, but that was just al piroi. Miu, dina d'oraisa, who could come on? And even where the svara doesn't apply, which we'll get to in a second, even where the svara doesn't apply, the Ritva claims that this halacha will continue to apply. That it's that ein shliach advar vera, even where the svara of divrei rab, divrei tam, divrei mishayim doesn't apply. The raya that the Ritva brings is from a Gemara b'Avot Metzia. This is the other major sugya about Ein Shliach Hadar Ve'er, where the Gemara tells us the following thing. But Messiah Yudam Abez. The Gemara says, Amar Ish Lakish Mishum Abba Koin Ba'adula. As we know, a person can be kind of something with Mashiach by picking it up, by pulling it through Hagbah, by picking it up with the Kenyan money, Kenyan Mos. We discussed some of those Kenyanim earlier in the year. There's another Kenyan that a person has called Kenyan Chatzer. Something comes into my Rishus, and I have intention to acquire it, you can acquire it. How do you know that? It's derived from the pasuk by get, where the pasuk says, v'nasam biyada, you should give the get to her hand, and the pasuk says it twice, v'nasam biyada. So the Gemara darshin to Mesechtes Gittin, ein li el yada, gaga chatzer of kafifa minayin, how do I know if I put it on her roof, I put it in her chatzer, that she's kind as well? So the Gemara says, that's why it says it twice, v'nasam biyada, twice to teach us even if it goes into her chatzer, she's kind of the get. So if you take the get and you throw it to her into her house through the window, she's kind of the get. You don't actually have to put it into her hand. We're familiar with this halacha. V'nasim b'yada, there's a halacha of kinyan chatzer. So Amar Shlakim Shumaber Kain Bagua Ketana Ein La Chatzer. You want to divorce an isha ketana? You can't just put it in her chatzer. Ve'ela arba amos, but there's another kinyan, a derivative of chatzer called arba amos. If something comes within my da'at amos, even if it's not a chatzer mishtamer, it's not like a walled-in fence, a walled-in chatzer, my da'at amos is like my personal space, and I'm kinda. That's how lochal mesh misina. For Rabbi Yechon, Mishu Rabbi Yanai Omar, yesh lo chatzer v'yesh lo arba amos. A ketana has chatzer, you can take the get and throw it to her in her chatzer. She will become divorced. So does a ketana have chatzer? Does a ketana not have chatzer? But my come fligi, what are they arguing about? Says the Gemara, Mar Sava Chatzer Mishum Yoda Israboi, that Chatzer is like an extension of her hand. Giheki Isla Yad Chatzer Nami Isla. Just like typically we take the get, you put it in the woman's hand. So too, an extension of her hand is her Chatzer. Umar Sava Chatzer Mishum Shlichus Israboi. No, a Chatzer is a non-animated shliach, a passive shliach. That's what the chatzer is. Not an extension of her hand, but a shliach. V'chihechi, the shlichus lesla, chatzer nami lesla. Just like a ketana, even though she can accept the get in her hand, but she can't appoint a shliach, as we've discussed numerous times. Yesterday we discussed, ein shlichus l'katan. You can cut and can't appoint a shliach. But it says, ki yikach ish isha, and the source for shlichus is from Gerushin, and the only person who can get married is a gadol, not a katan. So a katan doesn't have shlichus. Or because they can't establish their own gerushin and kiddushin, they know b'toras, the whole story. So there's no shlichus by a katan. So either by a katana either. So if she has no shlichus, she has no chatzer. So mi ikaman the yomar chatzim mishum shlichus is raboy. Is there really a person who holds that a chatzer is shlichus. Again, so Rabbi, so we have two opinions. Is a chatzer an extension of your yad, or is a chatzer extension, you know, because it's like a shliach? What's the difference? Can a ketana have kinyan chatzer? When can a ketana, what is it relevant for? A ketana having a kinyan chatzer, if I take a get and put it into a chatzer, is she divorced? Okay? Good. Me ikaman, yama chatzer mishum shlichus, is Rabbi, is there really such an opinion that holds a chatzer is like your shliach? Vatanya. But the pasuk says, by gneva, in himatze simatze agneva biyadai, the pasuk over there, that if you find the gneva in his hand, ain't the aliyada, I don't know if you find it in his hand, gaga chatzer or kafifa minayin, what if I find the gneva in his house? How do I know then you also have to pay kefel? And you know, the archive liable for all the halachas of gneva, tamalaymer, himatze simatze bikol makon. Because the pasuk says, himatze biyadai hagneva. So a ganav has a chatzer. 1 minute. A ganav has a chatzer? What's the problem? If a chatzer is a shliach, ein shliach dvar veira. V'yisak v'dai, the chatzer mishum shliach dvar veira, em kemat sinu shliach dvar veira, v'kaimu an ein shliach dvar veira. So Amar Avina, Avina says, Heicha Amina den shliach advar aveira, Heicha the shliach b'achiyuvahu. 1 minute. You know when you say ein shliach advar aveira? When the shliach himself is included in this aveira. Why? Because divrei arav, divrei atalmud, divrei mishavim. What's the whole reason we said ein shliach advar aveira? Because the shliach makes a recognize a cheshbin. He says, should I listen to the Rebbeinu Shalom? Should I listen to the shliach? The mishaleach. And who is he supposed to listen to? To the Ribbono Shel Olam. The fact that he doesn't is on his own cheshbon. What are you going to say about the shliach, the chatzer? The chatzer is not liable for gneva. So what do you mean, ein shliach advar aveira by a chatzer? The chatzer is not liable for this aveira. It doesn't have tayag mitzvahs. So you're going to say, the chatzer, the svar of divrei rav, divrei tamu, divrei mishayim, doesn't apply. That's Ravina. I'm Ravina. Hey, come in. Then Shliach Advar Aveira. Hakad the Shliach Bar Chiyuvu. Aba Chotze the La Bar Chiyuvu. Michayev Shochai. Then we say Yei Shliach Advar Aveira. Rav Safra. I'm sorry. Rav Sama Amar. Hey, come in. Then Shliach Advar Aveira. Hakad the Ibai Ovid Ibai Loi Ovid. No. The reason why we don't say Ein Shliach Advar Aveira by a Chotze for Gneva. Again, if the Gan, if you find in his Chotze, he's Chayev Kefel. Why Ein Shliach Advar Aveira if Chotze Mishum Shlichos is Rabbi? So the Gemara says, well, Ravina said, well, because it's only a person who's chayv mitzvahs. The chatzah is not chayv mitzvahs. It's only where you can apply the svara. The very rav, the very talmud, the very mishayim. Rav Sama says, no. It's because it's only by a shliach who has a choice to say no. Here, the chatzah has no choice. If a chatzah is about karkei moisiv, bo bechayv shochay, where it's against your will, you can't blame the chatzah. So we're going to have to blame the balabayas. My benayu, what's the difference if the reason why the chatzer is considered to be your shliach for an avera by gneva because he's not bar mitzvahs or because he has no choice in the matter? My benayu, ikum benayu, kayan da'amalei li Yisrael tsevi kadosh li'isha grusha. Do we apply Ravina in other cases where you do have a choice? Meaning, a kayan who asks Yisrael to go and marry him a grusha. Do we say ein shliach advar avera or not? Well, the Yisrael is not chayiv. So he's not a bar chayuva, but he does have a choice in the matter. So is there shlichus to the darvera there? Or, inami ishda amala le'isha akfali katan. A man says to a woman, go and cut off my son's payas. A woman is not chayiv in Hakafas HaRosh, we discussed already. A woman is not chayiv not to cut off the payas. She goes to cut off a katan. Do we say yesh shlichus to the darvera here? Because we don't apply divrei rav, divrei tam, divrei mishayim. Why not? The shliach's not chayiv. Again, what's the whole svara? The ein shliach advar aveira, according to the half a minute of the Gemara, the beginning of the Gemara, divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei mishayim. What are you listening to the mishaleach? Listen to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And you decide not to, that's your fault. Don't blame the mishaleach. That's if the guy's chayiv, not chayiv. You can't say that. We should say yesh shliach advar aveira. So according to Ravina, in these cases, you'd say yesh shliach advar aveira. The Israel can go marry a grusha to a kain. The woman can cut off the pass of the kata. So the hakla should amako hechadi by avid by loy avid loy machayev shochol. If it depends on having a choice versus not having a choice, the chatzer is inanimate, has no choice. So then that's why there, yeah, shechet v'aver, but anytime you do have a choice, ain't shechet v'aver, here too, ain't shechet v'aver. Hakinami, boy, avidi, boy, loy, avidi, lomachai, shochan. But the hach lishna, according to Ravina, demar to kohekel, the shliach, lav bar, chiyuva, mechai, shochan, hakinami, kevin, lav bar, chiyuva, no, mechai, shochan. Here, it's only where you're bar chiyuva, we say, divay rav, divay tam, divay mishom, if you can't, we say, yeah, shechet v'aver, here too, it would be yeh shlichos, at v'aver. Just like the chatzah by Geneva, so too Yisrael to marry a grusha to a kohen or a woman to cut off the payas of a katan, because in either case is a shliach chayv. It wouldn't apply. The very rab, the very talmud, the very mishnah. So the Ritva says, but look at Rav Asi. What did Rav Sama? I'm sorry. What did Rav Sama say? Rav Sama said we should apply the rule of ein shliach dvar avera even to Yisrael who's marrying a grusha to a kohen, but he himself is not a bar chiyuva. So according to Rav Sama, clearly it doesn't depend on the svara of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishnayim, because Yisrael is not a Bar Chiyuva. So at least according to Rav Sama, we can conclude that this is not because of the svara of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishnayim, it's the Gzeiros HaKosev. It's because Shnei Ksuma, Boim Kechad, Eim Alamdim. Whether that's Shlichus Yad and Me'ila, whether it's Me'ila and Tfichu Mechira, that those are exceptions to the rule which establish the rule. What is the rule? Ein Shlichus V'Aravera. And therefore, it applies. Has nothing to do with the cheshbon that the shliach should make, whether the shliach is a bar avera, divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei mishnayim. No, that doesn't matter. Yeah, what do you want to say?
Are we saying that both, regardless of what you look at, because there's kategor, as far we're going to say that it's asur for the Yisrael to marry off the group?
No, depends. If it's a svara, so then svara doesn't apply here. We say yei shliach
d'varavera. I thought we said it was either it's a bar chiyuv or it has the das to do it. Those are two different cases like that.
No. Everyone agrees a chatzer for a ganef is kainef. Why? If your chatzer is your inanimate shliach, why should it be kainef? A gneva ain't shliach advarvera. There, everyone agrees that's a drasha, himatzi biyado, your chatzer is kainef for you, for the ganef. Why? The question is why? Why is this an exception to the rule of ain't shliach advarvera? The answer could be because the chatzer is not chayv mitzvos. That's Ravina. We can't apply divrei rab, divrei tam, divrei mishem unless the shliach is chayv in this iser, or it's because that's only when you have a choice. The shliach, the chatzer is forced; it's forced upon the chatzer. Nothing to do with the svar of divrei rab, divrei tam, divrei mishemim. It's just a different type of shliach. Obviously, you have no choice. What will be in a case where you do have a choice, but you're not a bar chiyuva, a yisrael to a kain in a grusha? So if it's because of the chatzer of the ganef is different because he's not a bar chiyuva, here too you're not a bar chiyuva. If it's because you're not, you have no choice in the matter, here you do have a choice. So we would invite to apply the rule, and shliach et varavera, so Yisrael cannot marry a kain to a grusha. If it would be, though, because you're a bar chiyuva, and you should have said, divirav, divir tamad, divir mishayim, here you can. Yisrael doesn't have to make such a cheshbin, I'm not chiving this misa, iser. You'll tell me, what could you ask, Rabbi Zayin? What could you ask me? The Yisrael is chiving a different iser. What iser is he chiving? Lift Ne'iver, all the Rishonim jump up and down over there above Metzia and Daf Yud. What happened to Lift Ne'iver? Good question. If we have a Shia on Lift Ne'iver, we could deal with it. It's a great teretz. It's a great teretz, but the Maya said it's a good question. A better question.
You had Angel and Mesa, so that was
similar. It's similar. Okay, Rabbi Sai. So according to Rav Sama, clearly it's not based on Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishnah. According to Ravina, it is. So the Ritva proves from Rav Sama that this is that we don't accept the svar of divrei rab, divrei tam, divrei mishnayim. But raya is, it even applies to a person who's not a bar chiyuva. Why would I have to listen to the Ribbono Shel Olam in this case? I don't have to listen to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Nonetheless, we apply the rule ein shliach dvar avera to even to Yisrael is marrying a kain and grusha. Must be, it's not based on the svar anymore. However, Rashi in Baba Kama does evoke this svar. Rashi throughout Shas, every time he discusses ein shliach dvar avera, says it's a svar. Visvarahu, Damaray, Devere Rav, Devere Talmud, Devere Mishayim. And that seems to be the opinion of the Ramah. Writes the Ramah. In Chayshem Mishba, Simekuch Pei Beisif Aleph, B'chol Davar Shlucha Shaladim Kamaisai, Chot Mi Lidvar Avera, the Kaimon Ein Shiach Lidvar Avera. But says the Ramah, Paskins like Ravina, V'davka shashliach bar chiyuva, avalim einoi bar chiyuva, havi shliach afilu dvar avera. He Paskins like Ravina. It's based on the svar divrei rav divrei talmud divrei mishayim. If that's the case, it's only where the shliach is actually included. in the Iser, if he's not included in that. And the Be'er Heitev quotes over there from the Shach, who disagreed at length. I would have given you the Shach, but it would have taken up two sides of the page. Disagrees with the Ramah. He passes like Rav Sama. Has nothing to do with whether or not you're a Baruch Yuvah or not. It has nothing to do with Divrei Arav, Divrei Atam, Divrei Mishaimim. In the conclusion of the Gemara, it's because of Shneik Suma, Avayim Kech, Adem Alamdim. We derive from the exceptions of the rule to the rule itself. What is this really based on? It might be based on a technical issue. Why? Because if you look on later on, where is this? Look at Rashi, Mem Gimel Med Aleph. L'man D'Yomer Ein Melamdim. Four lines down. When we say Shneiksum Abam Kechen Ein Melamdim, what does that mean? I've always been presenting it one way, but it's really a machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos. What does that mean? Does that mean from the exceptions to the rule we could derive the rule, or does that mean from the exceptions we can't derive? Since there's two exceptions, we just can't derive anything. Look at Rashi. Leman D'Amar Ein Melamdim. Less than the Melof Mimeila B'Tvicha the Yeshich Advar Beira. They cancel each other out. Since there's two exceptions, they cancel each other out. We can't learn from Me'ila. We can't learn from Tvicho Mechira, because there's two exceptions. So we can't learn anything, says Rashi. Shneik Sima Bam Kechel doesn't mean from the exceptions to the rule we can derive something, we can derive the rule. No, what it means is we can't derive anything. Because it could be they're an exception, it could be they're the rule. We don't know. Umisvara ein shliach the Isla Lamemer, the Yeshu Lushmer, the very Rav. Therefore, Rashi has to fill in. Shneik Sima Bam Kechel is no good. The Shkutei Chutz Limud never seems to gain traction. What do we have here? We have a Svar Dibei Rav Dibei Tam Dibei Mishayimim, or we have the Shneik Sima Bam Kechel Ein Melamdim. So Rashi understands Ein Melamdim anything. We can't derive the rule, we can't derive the exception to the rule, because we don't know if it's the rule or the exception to the rule. We can't figure anything out, we're stuck. Back to a blank sheet of paper. So how do we know Ein Shneik Sima Bam Kechel must be the Svar Dibei Rav Dibei Tam Dibei Mishayimim? For Rabbi Yisrael, look back at Lamed Hei Amid Aleph. And that whole sugya of deriving a source for the fact that women are exempt from mitzvah seish as my grandma. So we also had many times, Shnei Ksuma Abram Kechadei Melamdim. So if you look at Taisis, Taisis Dibra Maskel Ella, the last word on the line is, V'haynu time of the mitzvah say, the mitzvah say, the last word of the line. V'haynu time of the mitzvah say, right in the middle of the Taisis. Shazman grom and ushim p'turos. How do we know women are exempt from time bound mitzvahs? The dafka b'matzah v'hakel. Again, those were two exceptions to the rule. Women are chayv in those mitzvahs. And ushim v'tafah chayv in hakel matzah. Women are chayv in as well. Whoever is obligated in chametz is obligated in matzah, even though they're time bound mitzvahs. B'matzah v'hakel kotzer rachman aloymar to chayovus. Torah says you're chayiv. So if you hold Shneik Sima Abam Kechel Ein Melamdim, Aval Kol Mitzvah Aseh Shazman Grama Ba'alma Noshim Peturois. The Kaman, the Ein Melamdim, since we can't learn out the rule from there, Havi Kama Ma'uta. We can derive from the exceptions what would be the rule. The Dafka Hani Chayav is a Ma'achrin Eloi. So it's a Machlaikis here. What does Ein Melamdim mean? Ein Melamdim, nothing? That's how Rashi learned, therefore he had to revive the Svar, Dibbe Rav, Dibbe Tam, Dibbe Mishayimim, or no, Ein Melamdim the rule, rather we can't derive from these the rule, but from these two exceptions we could derive that the rule is just the opposite. If that's the case, so then it's no longer based on Dibbe Rav, Dibbe Tam, Dibbe Mishayimim, the Shneik Sima Bon Kech and Ein Melamdim is not a vacuum. What that means is from these two exceptions we could derive the rule, and it has nothing to do with the Svar, Dibbe Rav, Dibbe Tam, Dibbe Mishayimim, that was abandoned. That's the machlokes here between Rashi and the Ritva. That's the machlokes between the Ramah and the Shach. Do we continue, perhaps the two opinions in the Gemara Bar Mitzia, do we continue to apply the rule? Why is it Ein Shliach HaDvar Aveira? Is it because Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishaimim. Even though the Gemara says it's Shnei Ksuma Bon Kecha to Eim Alamdim, without means Eim Alamdim anything. We can't derive the rule. We can't derive exceptions. We don't know whether we're coming or going. We need to fill the vacuum with the Svar of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishaimim. Therefore, it's only if a person is actually a Bar Chiyuva. Or perhaps, if not, we say Yesh, Yechaz Varavera. That's the opinion of the Ramah. That's Ravina. Or perhaps, no, Shnei Ksuma Bon Kecha, like Tosfos says, Shnei Ksuma Bon Kecha Eim Alamdim means we can't derive from here the rule, but we can derive that these are the exceptions, and the rule must be just the opposite. In which case, I don't need this far anymore. We apply any shliach advar across the board, whether the person is a baruch yuva or not a baruch yuva. So there are two other notable exceptions, nafkaminas, to this machlekes. One is, again, whether or not the person has to, the shliach has to be a baruch yuva. That was Ravina, that's what the Ramah and the Shach are disagreeing about. The other difference will be, yeah, what do you want to say?
Can you repeat the difference between the two different sects of them?
If you have two exceptions to the rule, two sources which state the same thing. So Gemara says, Shnei Ksuma Bon Kecha, we can't derive from here a rule. Does that mean we can't derive from here a rule? Right? Let's say, Yesh Shliach Hazvar Aver by Me'ila, Yesh Shliach Hazvar Aver by Shlichus Yad, by Pikadon. So does that mean, since there's two, we can't derive a rule, and we don't know what the rule is? Or from here we can't derive the rule, but obviously these are exceptions, and therefore the rule must be just the opposite. If that's the case, the latter, the rule is just the opposite. We have a source now for the rule, for Ein Shliach Hazvar Aver. That's from the exceptions to the rule. If it's nothing, we can't derive from here anything. So Rashi needs to fill the void. How do you know then? Ein Shliach Hazvar Aver, because Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishnah. Therefore, it's only if the Shliach is a Baruch Yehuda yet.
Do we always apply that though? That thought, the Tosfos thought that Shnei Ketuvim Magah Ani Lamdim.
To be honest with you, we can encountering it a lot in the second paragraph of Kiddushin and the end of the first. It really doesn't come up that often. Throughout Shas, it's not like coming up numerous times in every Masechta.
Is it applied?
Yeah. The Machlek is here. Rashi and Tosfos and Gan Shas. What does it mean? Wherever this concept comes up. Yeah.
I understand that because all throughout Amud Hey, he talks about that if Shnei Ketuvim Magen Echad, we do learn the exact opposite. How can Rashi ever say that we don't learn any rule at all?
No, you have to have an example. See, in the whole sugya of the woman, we had examples in both directions. The question was, which is... So you'll say, okay, it's not... We're not deriving the rule from the exceptions. We're saying, well, these two we can't derive anything from must be those are the rule. In each direction, we had examples. Here, we don't. Yeah, exactly. So two notable nafkaminas between in this machlekes are what do you say about the situation where the shliach is a shogeg? Shliach is a shogeg. Shliach doesn't know that this is usher. So if the whole reason for yesh shliach hadvar aveira, ain't shliach hadvar aveira, I'm sorry, is because they're Rav, they're Talmud, they're Mishaimim, you shouldn't be listening to Mishaimim, you should be listening to Rebbeinu Shalom. I didn't know it was usher. So do we say now, Yesh Shliach Hazvar Aver? So look at the Ritva. Back in Ois Aleph. Rise the Ritva. Miyudina de Reizu Kulkaman. Va'afil ha'hechad the less lai timer. Even when you don't have the Svar de Rav de Ritam de Mishaimim, we say, Yesh Shliach Hazvar Aver. Kegoyin shu shoygeg. If you're shoygeg, we still say, Yesh Shliach Hazvar Aver. That's the Ritva. The Ritva of the Shitasa understands this whole thing is Zeres HaKosim now. No Divrei Rav, Divrei Tam of Mishaimim. Nothing to do with if the shliach is a baruch yuva, nothing to do with if the shliach is a shogeg or amazing. We just don't apply it. Transference of averus doesn't apply. But if you look in Tosfos disagrees. Because, if you remember, where is one of the cases where we say yesh shliach hadvar avera is by where? Me'ila. Where I asked you, go take my money from Kehekdish and buy a suit for me. So if you did so, I'm chayev. Even though you did it, I'm chayv. Ein shliach hadvar aveira, me'ila is different. So if you have to know one thing about me'ila, and you need to know this to get prepared, the Gemara is going to deal with me'ila a little bit more later on. I don't know if we'll get up to it. Me'ila only applies b'shoigig. If you do it b'mezid, there's no carbon me'ila, it doesn't apply. That's your gana from Hektish, other nafkaminas, other consequences, but it's not me'ila. Me'ila is only if you don't know. So Tema says Tarsus. We must be talking about shaykh, otherwise you don't bring a carbon. You never bring a carbon for a shaykh, mazid. And there's a carbon me'ila. Even mazid like a me'ila. There ain't me'ila the mazid. Im kain, yei shliach advar vera. There's shliach advar vera by me'ila for a different reason. Not because of like zeros are custom by me'ila. because the pasuk says chait, and we derive chait from truma, and chait exists by me'ila. The only case by me'ila is the dvar of era. Must be yeshuk dvar of era by me'ila. No, I'll tell you, you know why the shlichus here. Yeshuk dvar of era was shayach lememer. Divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei mishnah, kevin drush shaygeik. So Taisus assumes. Lemaskana, we're still working with the svar of Divrei Arav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishnah. I understand it doesn't work with it the way I presented it before from Taisus earlier, but in the end of the day, this Taisus seems to be of the opinion Divrei Arav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishnah, and therefore he doesn't apply the rule of Ein Shlich Advar Aver if the Shlich is a Shaygeik. So that's one difference. Are we still working with the svar of Divrei Arav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishnah? One difference is, does the Shlich have to be a Bar Chiyuva? That's Ravina, Machlek Zeramon Neshach. Second difference is, what if the shliach is a shaygeg? We can't say divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei mishnah if he's not aware of the fact that there's an iser here. The Ritva says, too bad, this is a global principle, and shliach is varavir, it doesn't matter, but we're still not dealing with that svar anymore. We abandoned that a long time ago. Sheksu abon kech adei malamdom, we derive from the exceptions to the rule. Taisus says, no, yesh, if the shliach is a shaygeg, yesh shliach is varavir, because we can't apply the svar, divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei mishnah. Another difference with whether or not there was, and Rabbi said this is not like a lamed shachakir, I'm plugging into sources. They're saying this exact thing. This is not like, we're not reading into it. This is what they're saying. Another nafkamina is, another machlekes is the Ramah in the Shach, where they go to Shitasim. The Ramah writes over here, Ois hey, mi shemasa shliach limsar. A person who sends a shliach to do mesira, to hand you over to authorities that will abuse their power, where Mesira applies. If a shliach huchzuk lasois, the shliach is a mumar, not a religious guy. Chayv ha-mishalchoi. The ein loymar ein shliach kudvar avera. I'm an informant for the government that's going to persecute you well beyond what you deserve. Mesira applies. So, even if I didn't put you in jail myself, I sent someone else to do it. What does he mean? What he means is the svar divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei mishnah doesn't apply. Because why? When I send you to do it, the Sma explains for the Ramah, what does divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei mishnah mean? Not the way we probably might have intuitively interpreted it. The Sma says what that means is, when I ask you to do it, do I really think you're actually going to listen to me? Probably not. Because why would you listen to me when you should be listening to the Ribbono Shel Olam? So therefore, I don't really intend to ever appoint you as a shliach, because I never think, dream, you're actually going to listen to me. But if I know you're going to listen to me, because you're a mumar, and you hate Jews, you're a meiser, I know you're going to listen to me, so now yei shliach, with dvar avera applies. The svarv divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei mishnayim is not on the shliach, it's on the mishaleach. It's not that the shliach should say, why am I listening to the shaleach? I've got two little, you know, people in his head, you know, the guy with the circle around his head and the guy with the pitchfork, and who should I listen to? That's not what's going on. What's going on is here in the mind of the mishaleach, says the Sma. Do I really think you're going to listen to me? Probably not. Divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei mishnah, but if you're a mumar, I do think you're going to listen to me. So Rama says, yei shliach, advar avera. And once again, the shach protests. It's Xeris HaKosuv. Does it matter whether you're going to listen to me or not? Okay? So you have three differences. Whether or not we're still working with the Svar, Xeris HaKosuv. One is, does the Shliach have to be a Bar Chiyuva? What if the Shliach is a Shegi? What if the Shliach is a Mumar? Perhaps there's one more, but this we're adding. Okay, this is through analysis. And that's the following issue. Look at Taisvis in Bo Metzia. Ask Taisvis the following question. My nafkamina, this is with regards to the case we discussed before, of Yisrael, who's contracting Kiddush on behalf of a Kaina and a Grusha. Remember that case? Everybody say, remember that case? Kain and Grusha fall in love, as inevitably they always do. Kain always falls in love with Grusha. And Maim Genuvim Yimtaku, Chazal say. Fine. So he asks the Yisrael, he's too, Shai asks the Yisrael to contract the Kiddushin for him. So we said it depends. According to Ravina, that he's not a bar chiyuva, yeshliach advaver, you can do it. According to Rav Sama, that it doesn't matter whether you're a bar chiyuva or not, so ain't shliach advaver. So Tosfos says, my nafkamina, bein lamanda amar, ibay ovid, bein lamanda amar, shliach bar chiyuva, loy loch yal kiddushin. The Gemara says later on in Kiddushin Afayin Ches, you never get Malkus. There's no Malkus for contracting Kiddushin. There's Malkus for Bia, the kind having relations with the Grusha, but not for the Kiddushin itself. The Yeshmoimar, so what difference does it make? Either way, whether Yeshlech is Varavera, Ein Shlech is Varavera, the Mishalech is never going to get Malkus over here for what the Shliach did. Even if Yesh Shliach is Varavera here, because the Shliach is not a Bar Chiyuva, even if Yesh Shliach is Varavera, because we don't apply the Verav, the Verav, the Verav, the Mishalech is not going to get Malkus. You don't get Malkus for marriage, you get Malkus for relations. So one answer in Tosis is, Yesh Loimar, the Chibol Acher Kach Loika Afo Kiddushin. Wow. When he actually has relations, he'll get Malkus for Kiddushin too. Kiddushin is an Avera. Kiddushin is an Avera. The question is, what difference does it make? The answer is, you'll get Malkus for the Kiddushin later on when you have relations. Okay? Inami Yesh Loimar, Da'af the Rabba Nafkamina, even according to Rabba, where there's no Malkus for Kiddushin itself, ever, even retroactively, there's a difference. The Yesh Lichus Chalana Kiddushin. The Yesh Lichus Ain Chalana Kiddushin. If there is Shlichus, the Kiddushin is valid. If there's no Shlichus, the Kiddushin is not valid. Meaning, when we say Ain Shliach Udvar Avera, do we mean the Mishaleach's not liable? Or do we mean that the action of the Shliach doesn't relate back to the Mishaleach? Do we cancel the whole Shlichus? Or is it only relevant for liability's sake? So the first answer in Tosfos was, even if you say, Ain Shliach Udvar Avera, the Kiddushin's valid, so we ask, well, what difference does it make then? Even if you say, Ein Shliach Udvar Avera, the Kiddushin is valid. Whether they say, Yei Shliach Udvar Avera, the Kiddushin is valid. Either way, the Kiddushin is valid. No Malkus, says Tosfos. No, the difference will be, will you get Malkus retroactively or not? Either way, the marriage is valid. The only difference about Yei Shliach Udvar Avera, Ein Shliach Udvar Avera is punishment. As Tosfos, there's no punishment either way. You don't get punishment for the Kiddushin, you get punishment for the Bia. He's not sending a Shliach to do that for him. He's sending a Shliach to do the Kiddushin, not to do the Bia. We'll get to that in a second. There's no Shliach for Bia. So if that's the case, what difference does it make? Yesh Shliach, Ein Shliach. There's no Malkus for this anyway. No, there's Malkus retroactively, said Tosfos. Tosfos in the second Tosfos says something else. Tosfos now understands Ein Shliach Udvar Avera means the Kiddushin's not valid. The whole Shlichus is gone. Not only does the liability not transfer from the Shliach to the Mishaleach, the whole Shlichus is upgeret. It's all, doesn't relate back to it. What does that depend upon? Should the shlichus, and this is by big machlekes, and Rabbi Yehuda has a long tshuva about this machlekes with his mechutin. In those days, the mechutanim fought about these type of issues. They probably fought about other issues too. Now we only fight about the other issues. We don't fight about these issues anymore. But this is what they were fighting about. The mechutanim, him with his mechutin from Hamburg, is ein shlichus dvar aveira, is the shlichus batel or not? What should it depend upon? So I say, maybe it's a stretch, but I think it depends upon this issue. If it's a svara, divrei harav, divrei atam, divrei mishaimim, so then there's no shlichus at all. No shlichus at all. You shouldn't have listened to me. I never thought you were going to take me seriously. So I never appointed you as a shliach. That's why the Rama said, if he's a mumar, I take you seriously now. I think you're going to listen to me. Now you are my shliach. Yei shliach advar aveira. But if it's a svara, I never think you're actually going to listen to me. Why would you listen to me? The Ribbono Shel Olam telling you otherwise. You listen to me or the Ribbono Shel Olam? You choose to listen to me. What kind of mishugana are you? So, okay, I never think you're going to listen to me. There's no shlichus at all. The whole kiddushin is not valid. But if it's because of a shnei ksuma bon kechanim alamdim, a xeris hakasav, we learn out from the exceptions to the rule, me'ila, shlichus yad, and mitzvich mechira, there is shlichus, everywhere else there's not. So then maybe there is shlichus, just the liability doesn't transfer. It's Xeris HaKasuv. Why shouldn't the shlichus apply here? There should be shlichus. But what? The liability doesn't transfer. So in which case the kiddushin would be valid, just there wouldn't be, malchus wouldn't transfer. So that's the two opinions in Tosfos here as well. Two opinions in Tosfos is the kiddushin valid? And that's the difference between the one who holds, in this scenario of a non-bar chiyuva, yesh shechad v'aveir, ein shechad v'aveir, is the kiddushin valid between the kain and the grusha? If it's contracted by Israel or not? Or the other opinion says is no, the kiddushin is always valid. The machlokes is with regards to malchus. You're not going to validate the kiddushin. It's such a zeirus hakosav here. Liability doesn't transfer, but he still is my shliach, and therefore the kiddushin is valid. Rabbi says, if we can, so we have this big machlokes. Is it because of the svar de rav de mitam and mishamin, or perhaps once we went on in the sugya, we abandoned that and we derive from the exceptions of Asia the. Where we say yesh shechad v'aveir to the rule of ein shechad v'aveir. We discussed three or four nafkaminas. But if we could just take one step back for a minute and think about what's going on here. How could we have ever had the havamina, the yesh shliachad v'aveir? When did we apply the rules of shlichus? If you remember, let's just take a little bit of a global view. When do we apply shlichus? I'm in charge of a certain action, you know, a certain chalois, kiddushin, geirushin, Truma, this is my Truma. I send you as a shliach to do it for me. If you remember, we had the Gemara in Ksubos, that if I can make a tanai, I can make a shliach. If I can't make a tanai, I can't make a shliach. You have to have power of attorney over this issue. If I have power of attorney over the issue, I can transfer it to the shliach. Does the shliach take on his own life of his own? Is he only acting on my behalf? We discussed that. Is he like my emissary? Does it relate to me? Does he have some autonomy? With this guy, we explored all those issues. But in the end of the day, shlichus only applies where I have power of attorney that I transfer to you. What power do I have over here to perform an aveira? You have no power. What is this? This is your action. I can't transfer power of attorney to you to do an aveira. What power of attorney do I have over setting a fire? What was the case of the Chayr Shayt of Akatan? I'm sending you to light a fire. What kind of bylaws do I have over here over the fire? The power of attorney. What's going on here? It's a strange concept. How can I have a power of attorney over this, over whether or not to light a fire? So perhaps the reason is, because look over here, let's look back at that Mishnah will be started. Hadas nan. Asher leach ase be'ira biyad cheres shayte v'katan pata midinei adam v'chai v'dinei shamayim. A person who sends the fire with a cheres shayte v'katan says pata midinei adam v'chai v'dinei shamayim. Who? Who's chai v'dinei shamayim, Rabbi Yisrael? Who? Who? The cheres shayte and the katan?
No.
No, not them, right? So who's chayev? Mishaleach is chayev. 1 minute. Why is the mishaleach not chayev entirely? Who did he give it to? Why is he chayev at all? Why is he chayev at all? Who did he give it to? A cheres shayta and a katan, right? And we say ein shliach dvar aveira. Yes, we all agree. Ein shliach dvar aveira. You give it to the pikeach. Who's chayev? The shliach. He did it on his own, not the mishaleach. What do? Divrei Rav, divrei Talmud, divrei Mishnah. So how come when you send the shliach, cheres shayta v'katan? So, 1 minute. Do we say ein shliach? We should say ein shliach dvar aveira. Why am I chayev at all? So look at Tosfos bar Metzia. Tosfos asks this question. Vim toimar. He really asked the question according to Ravina. Well, let's say the opposite. Why do we say, at least according to Ravina, ein shliach dvar aveira? Why do we say ein shliach dvar aveira? Let's start with this. Why do we say ein shliach dvar aveira? Divrei Rav, divrei Talmud, divrei Mishnah. And that's the way according to Ravina, the Rambam, many Mishnah, Pasuk, like that. Fine. So I send it with you. If it's a pikeach, so we say, it's your fault that you did it, not mine. I never thought you'd actually take me seriously, and you're chayiv. Fine. What if I send the biyach cheres shayta v'katan? What do I expect the katan to say? I expect the katan to say divrei rav, divrei tamid, divrei mishaymin. I expect the cheresh and the shaita to say divrei rav, divrei tamid, divrei mishaymin. No, how can, they're not going to say that. So the mishaleach should be chayiv entirely. Yeah, you hear Rabbi say? If the shliach is not a bar for Yuva, what did Ravina say? Yei shliach, because if the Yisrael is contracting kedusha on behalf of the kain and the grusha, yei shliach is var avera. So too here, yei shliach is var avera. That's Tosis' question. Vim taima. Vatana perakah kainis, so shalech, so beir biyad chayr shayt v'katan, potter. Vamai. Vala b'nei chiyuvan inu. The chayr shayt v'katan b'nei chiyuvan is like the Yisrael contracting kedusha on behalf of the kain and the grusha. Says Tosis, yei shleimar, the hasam yishum de la b'nei shlichus ninu. Katanim are simply not b'nei shlichus. He can't be my shliach. He's not a bar shlichus. He's a katan. If I send a Yisrael to get married for a kain and a grusha, okay, he's a bar shlichus, not a bar chiyuva. Yei shliach a dvar beir. Here, a katan is exempt from the rules of shlichus in general, like we've had before. But look at the ritva. Rise the shinim ukubez. This is not lishitas from before, separate issue. But rise the ritva. Hasam shiny. Shalai amala hazika al shanasim be'ira b'shusam. Ube'ini d'loi matzi mazki. I didn't give him a flame. I gave him matches. I gave him a torch. He did it on his own. He commanded him to do it, but I didn't give him the item. Al b'tzav sadecherish. Sha'ina shalayach oisa l'groma b'yama. All I did was I handed you the matches. I handed you the torch. I gave you some good advice. Told you what to do, and Cheresh Shetz V'Katan did the rest. That's why we don't apply Yeshech Hazar Avera here. What does the Ritva imply, Rabbi say, though? What does he imply? If I would give the flame to the Cheresh Shetz V'Katan, what would have been the case? Yeshech Hazar Avera. Why? How could I expect the Cheresh Shetz V'Katan to say, Divrei Rav, Divrei Tam, Divrei Mishrei, Nel Abardas? So if I would have given them the real flame, says the Ritva, you would have been chayav. But now, 1 minute, what happened to Taisa's question? Taisa's made a good point. How can I be chayav ever for the actions of the Cheresh Shait of the Katan? The Cheresh Shait of the Katan, Allah v'nei shlichus ninhu. You can't send the Katan as a shliach. We had this already 1,000 times. You can't send the Katan as a shliach. So according to the Ritva, not only how am I ever chayav b'dini shamayim even for the act of the Cheresh Shait of the Katan, he's Allah bar shlichus hu. You say maybe it's just ethically wrong. So you're chayiv b'dinei shamayim. But the Ritva says if you hand him the flame, you are chayiv. Yei shliach hazar avera, because he's not a bar chiyuva, so therefore you don't apply the svar d'vei rav d'vei tamid d'vei and you're chayiv. How could it be? But ain't shliach hazar katan, so rise to nesiv is the following idea. He says that this is a different type of shlichus. Shlichus for avera, as opposed to the shlichus that we had before that we derived from truma, that we derived from gerushin, that we derived from Carbon Pesach, that was transfer power of authority. You have to be in charge to transfer that. Ketanim, who cannot affect these types of acquisitions and transactions, are excluded. This is an entirely different parasha of shlichus, of actions on behalf of somebody else when it's an avera. Derived from where? Chatzer. How do we know that if a ganav steals something, he's chayev? Or if it's in his chatzer that he's chayev? Because the pasuk says he matzeh biyadoi. We said a chatzer is like a shliach. So you see from here, it says in the sivus on chayshem mishpat and the kuf pei beis. You see from here a second parsha of shlichus. Nothing to do with the old parsha. That's a transfer power of authority. This is if a shliach does an action on your behalf of an avera, it relates to you. New parsha of shlichus derived from where? From the ganif. If even though he didn't steal with his own hands, but it appears in his chatzer and he takes possession of it, that's also gneva. And that is not a power of attorney. That's not to do transactions. Therefore, a katan is even included in that parasha of shlichus. Even though ketanim are excluded in general from shlichus, but this type of shlichus, which relates to actions, ketanim are included. That's the vart of the nesivus. This type of shlichus is a whole new parasha of shlichus, and therefore even ketanim can be included. But this is not the regular parasha of shlichus, and that's why the nesivus says. That's why the Nesiva says that according to the Ritva, here we say Yesh Shliach Hadvar Avera. Because the Katan is a La Bar Chiyuva, we say, wouldn't say Dibre Rav, Dibre Tam, Dibre Mishem, and you could be Chai for the acts of a Katan. Ah, Katan is not a Bar Shlichus, that's in the general category of Shlichus, of power of attorney. Here we're just dealing with an action of an Avera should transfer to you, but not the general parish of Shlichus, and therefore a Katan could be indeed included. We run out of time, but we have to see this Tosis Rid. So we'll continue 5 more minutes, Rabbi Sani. If you don't know this Tosis Rid, you never learn this whole sugya. Why do we say it for the end? Okay, good question. And that is the following. Probably won't take more than 2-3 minutes. That is the following. The Nesivus asks, if that's the case, 1 minute. If that's the case, that there's 2 parshias of Shlichus, and when it comes to activities, and when Aveira, Katan is not excluded. So he says, 1 minute, why is a Nachri excluded? What if I send a Nachri to do Shlichus for me, which is an Aveira, and he's not a Bar Chiyuva? Example, Shabbos. I ask a Nachri, turn on a light for me. We generally assume that's also Midrabanan. Why? You might come to do it yourself. Or you're speaking about Malachas and Shabbos. Amir Lenachri is generally treated as Midrabanan. But why? Says the Nesivus. Shouldn't it be Dairaisa? Why should it be Dairaisa? Because if this is not the general parasha of Shlichus, this is a new thing. It even applies to Kana. This is just a new thing derived from Gneva. If a Chatzer could be kind of things for a Gana, if it make him Chayav Kefo, so to a Katan. So to a Nachri. If that's the case, how come when I ask a Nachri to violate Shabbos for me, I'm not Chayav Midoy Raisa? We generally assume Amir Nachri is only asking Midoy Rabbanan. You might come to do it yourself. Should be Doy Raisa. So the Nesivus says a second groundbreaking distinction. His first was 2 dinim and shlichos. Wow. You have to be the Nesivus to say something like that. Then the Nesivus is on a roll. He says another whopper of a chiddush. And that is the Nesivus says there's 2 types of averus. Reb Chaim has this. It's quoted in the Birkas Shmuel. There's 2 types of averus. There are some types of averus that depend on an action, and there are some types of averus that depend on a result. For example, that a kohen should not be married to a grusha is not an avera that relates to an action. The iser is not in the act of contracting the kedushin. The avera is in the result of a kohen being married to a grusha. So then, we can apply shlichus there. And if yesh shlichus advar averav with regards to this issue, or gneva, which is the source of the whole thing according to the Nesivus. So, what kind of avera is that? That's the result. I took your property, it doesn't belong to me. So we can have a shlichus there. I can have a representative who brought about that result on my behalf, and I could be liable. Generally, you're not. The rav, the ritam, the mishami, but if he's not about you, I could be liable. Nachri too. However, there are certain issues which are action-oriented, like violating Shabbos. It says in Nesivus, when it comes to violating Shabbos, it's not a result issue. You have to be in Nesivus to say this. It's an action issue. And anytime you send a shliach to do an action for you where the issue, the iser, is the action itself, I'm never in violation. You can never be in violation based on the action of a shliach, even if he's not a bar chiyuva, and we would say yesh shliach advar avera, because if we don't apply it, every rav, every tam, every mishayim, can never relate to me, because it's an action-oriented issue, not a result-oriented issue. Just to drive the issue home, see the distinction in another way. The Tosis Rid here asks a fantastic question. He says, 1 minute, if there are shlichos and actions, an avera could relate to me, my chatzer is kind of the item for the ganif, why can't we have the same thing in the reverse? Why can't I ask a shliach to do a mitzvah for me? You say, we do that all the time. He's going to take it a step further. Tosis Rid wants to know, why do I have to put on tefillin in the morning? Let me appoint a shliach. Why do I have to sit in sukkah? Let me appoint a shliach. People appoint, hire people to zug tefillin, kaddish for them. Okay, pay someone to say kaddish for you. So why do I have to sit in sukkah? Let me pay somebody to sit in sukkah for me. Be very popular in Manhattan, right? Pay someone to sit in sukkah for you. Or pay someone to wear tefillin for me. So the Tosis Rid explains the distinction. No, it doesn't apply there. You can ask someone to put up a mezuzah for you, but you can ask someone to get married for you, to contract marriage. You can't ask someone to put on tefillin for you. Why not? So it kind of fudges. For Chaim explains more to what the Tosis Rid is really saying, is the same distinction. There are 2 types of mitzvahs. There's a type of mitzvah that's action-oriented, that you got to do yourself. And there's a type of mitzvah that's result-oriented. You have to have a mezuzah on your door. The only time we can apply shlichus is when there's a mezuzah, you know, it's result-oriented, not when it's action-oriented. Sitting in sukkah, you got to do the action yourself. So too, there's certain types of averus which are action-oriented. And even in a scenario where we'd say, yesh shliach kedvar averus, because the guy's not a bar chiyuva, it would never apply to the averus that are action-oriented. Like Shabbos, violating Shabbos is action-oriented. Or, look at the last line of the Gemara over here, before the Gemara leaves the sugya, the Gemara quotes Beis Shammai, Mem Gimel and Aleph, who holds Yesh Shliach Kedvar Aveira. There is an opinion that Yesh Shliach Kedvar Aveira is a Beis Shammai at the end of the sugya, if you actually get there. Beis Shammai holds Yesh Shliach Kedvar Aveira. So Gemara says, Amar Rava, two lines up in the skinny lines. Im Tim Say Lema, Safa Shammai, Shnei Suma, Bam Kech Malamdin, Vuadin Ladarish Maida, Ba'ayma Lashucha Tsei, according to Beis Shammai, who holds Yesh Shliach Kedvar Aveira, would he say that a person who appoints a Shliach to go be boiling Arayas for him, or go eat Trefus for him? That I'm chayiv, I send someone else to go eat the beef jerky and I'm chayiv? How can it be? The cheeseburger and I'm chayiv? Boil and arayas and I'm chayiv? Even if yesh shliach kedvar aveira, there's got to be limits. Says Gemara, no. Shaloi matzin b'kol ha-torah kula zeh nenev zeh mischayiv. The only time we say yesh shliach kedvar aveira is if it's result-oriented. If it's action-oriented, like the hanov of arayas of macholas asturis, we can never apply shlichus there. That's the same distinction that Sifas is saying here too. Even though this whole parasha of Shlichus Advar Aveira is a new parasha derived from the Chatzer of the Ganev, who is kind of the item we have of the Ganev, and even a Katan could be included, even a Nachri could be included, La Bar Chiyuva, maybe we say Yeshu Advar Aveira can't apply to Shabbos. Shabbos, Amir and Nachri is still the Rabban, and that's result oriented, not action oriented. Okay, Shkar. Sorry for the extra time. I owe you 2 minutes.